Welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now, today's event actually happened in the Stuart period, but it's about a Tudor man. For On This Day in History, the 27th of April 1609, Sir Edward Mitchell Warne, Member of Parliament, soldier and adventurer, died. Oh, I'd like to be known as an adventurer. That sounds really good, doesn't it? Now, Mitchell Bourne had become ill in January that year and he made his will in March. But who was he? I hadn't heard of him before I started researching for my book. So let me give you an overview of his life and career. Sir Edward Mitchell Bourne was born in Queen Elizabeth I's reign in around 1562, and he was the eldest son of landowner Edward Mitchell Bourne of Sussex and his first wife Jane Farnfold. In 1580, at around the age of 18, Edward entered Gray's Inn in London, one of the four inns of the court. At some point, Edward married Anne Shelley of Pelham in Sussex, and the couple went on to have two sons, Edward and Richard. In 1591, Edward served as a soldier in the Netherlands, and he served as a Member of Parliament for Bramber in Sussex in 1593. In 1597, under the patronage of Robert Devereux, 2nd Earl of Essex, one of the Queen's favourites, Mitchell Bourne commanded a warship named the Moon on a voyage which has become known as the Islands Voyage or the Essex-Raleigh Expedition. It was an unsuccessful naval campaign sent to the Azores against the Spanish. In 1598, Mitchell Bourne was back in the Netherlands serving as a captain. He left there in the spring of 1599 and went to Ireland to serve under Essex, who'd been appointed Lord Lieutenant there. Essex knighted him in Dublin in the summer of 1599. In late 1599, Thomas Sackville, 1st Baron Buckhurst, who also acted as a patron to Mitchell Bourne, recommended Mitchell Bourne for the post of Principal Commander for the maiden voyage of the newly formed East India Company. But he was unsuccessful, although Mitchell Bourne was allowed to invest. Mitchell Bourne's patron Essex led an unsuccessful rebellion against the government in February 1601, in which Mitchell Bourne was implicated. Essex was executed as a traitor, and fortunately for Mitchell Bourne, he got away with imprisonment and a fine after claiming he'd only gone to Essex's home to hear a sermon. After Queen Elizabeth I's death in 1603, the new monarch, King James I, made Mitchell Bourne a gentleman pensioner, and in June 1604, the king granted him a royal licence to discover the countries of Cathay, China, Japan, Korea and Cambodia, and to trade there. Mitchell Bourne set sail in December 1604 with famous navigator John Davis as his pilot in the Tiger and taking a second ship, the Tiger's Whelp. It wasn't really a voyage of discovery, it was more about plundering. Mitchell Bourne plundered Dutch settlements in Indonesia and also a Chinese ship which was on its way to Java. If you remember my talk from the 29th of December, you'll know that the Tiger was attacked by Japanese pirates off the coast of Borneo. Davis was killed in hand-to-hand combat before the pirates were driven off by cannon fire. Mitchell Bourne then decided to head home, arriving back in England on the 9th of July 1606. Following his return, Mitchell Bourne settled in Hackney, where he died on this day in 1609. He was laid to rest at the Church of St John at Hackney, which was replaced in the 18th century by a new building. I'll give you a link to my talk from the 29th of December on the Japanese pirate attack on the Tiger, which you might find interesting. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 27th of April 1584, civil lawyer and judge David Lewis died in London. And you can find out more about him in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. And if you're interested in Queen Anne Boleyn and her awful fall in 1536, I'll give you a link to today's video on her fall as I count down to the anniversary of her execution. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.